In a series of jabs at Mayor Brian Bigger and City Council as a whole, several signs were found taped to poles in downtown Sudbury earlier this week. Bigger tax dollar every year clean who dollar e, read one of the signs, while other signs claim, developer dollar run t dollar city, and urged people to clean house, get rid of these council bums. One sign inaccurately claimed that Sudbury has the highest taxes in Ontario. Depending on the metric used to compare tax rates between municipalities, Greater Sudbury is either middling or high. The most commonly accepted metric ranks Greater Sudbury as among the lowest in its classification and middle of the road provincially. It's unclear who installed the signs, but a municipal spokesperson clarified that they are not considered election signs, which must promote a specific candidate for election. However, they do fall under the city's sign bylaw, which prohibits signs on poles except for those that advertise a non-commercial event or activity, a non-profit event or activity. Posters can also be approved by the Downtown Business Improvement Area. City bylaw officers were looking into their removal, and in the event they figure out who installed them, they could face a sign removal fee of $144. Bigger declined comment on the signs, but the three registered mayoral candidates in this year's October 24 municipal election denounced them. "I would be totally against that," mayoral candidate Bob Johnston said. "Everyone has their vision, everyone has their facts, and we campaign in the media and stuff, we don't go out and put stuff like that on public property. I find that degrading," he added. "I don't care who it is." Candidate Miranda Rocca Circelli said that her goal is to head a positive and progressive campaign, and to keep things professional throughout. "It's important to be transparent and truthful in our communications, and that's really our strategy," she said. "This is disgusting," candidate Evelyn Dutrisac said of the anti-council poster campaign. "You need respect in a fair and democratic campaign." Dutrisac also had her email compromised recently, which resulted in some people she knows receiving emails that were purportedly from her requesting financial support. It's unclear whether this action was politically motivated, but she cautioned others to keep a lookout for identity theft and similar scams this election season. Both Bigger and former MP Paul Lefebvre have also announced their intention to seek the mayor's seat but have yet to file their nomination paperwork. Municipal election signs from registered candidates are not allowed to be erected until August 20, which is the day after the nomination period closes. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.